Network.
Man, this show went by fast. It is the fourth hour, the final hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up in T-minus 30 minutes. We're taking your phone calls right now. I'm going to go over a whole bunch of important news. Texas is now, we have lawmakers now calling for the Arizona-style law, saying if they run into illegals during regular traffic stops for drunk driving or whatever the case may be, and you're here illegally, they're going to charge you with that as well. They're going to bring you to the feds. The media is spinning it like it's going to be checkpoints in Nazi Germany. No, that's for citizens with the blood-taking checkpoints and the body scanners. The illegals, and I've seen it and it's been on the news, they're allowed on the airplanes without any IDs. Okay, see, I want the rights they got. I want to be left alone like they are. I want to get right down to it. I'm a U.S. citizen. That doesn't mean I'm total trash here. Come on. But we're taking your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim. Tim in Georgia. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell you what a great witness you gave the other day when you had the degenerate atheist comedian guy on, and to hear the contrast between your approach to life versus his, just it really meant something when you heard it, and you could just see the difference in what it means to have a purposeful, meaningful life and to just be dilly-dallying around and say, oh, I'm just having a great time and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, Doug Stanhope I don't think is a bad person, and he's a talented guy at certain levels. But it's, you know, to look at the bad in the world, some people accuse me of being negative because I'm pointing out the bad. No, I'm going after the bad to protect this wonderland we live in of beauty and this creation and hundreds of billions of galaxies spinning around us. I mean, it's every moment is just an absolute gift from the Creator. And then these people are like, oh, the world's horrible. Everybody's dumb. You can't fix anything. If we have that attitude, we are going to lose our humanity. And everything we've got is because people believe they could build something better. And it just makes me sick at my stomach to listen to it.
Yeah, and just it matters to hear the difference. To have you and him talking at the same time and to be able to actively compare the difference between two people with entirely different views on life was very nice to hear. And it was uplifting to hear that you can just see the difference. The contrast was just amazing to see.
Well, my dad heard the interview. He said basically the same thing, and a lot of other people I talked to. It's a very popular video up at the Alex Jones channel, that hour-long interview that we did with Doug Stanhope. And Doug's really changed over the years. I met him 9-10 years ago, and he is but that's really the spirit of the world. I mean, the attitude he has about everything is just so sad. And I mean, even if you don't believe in God or a creator of the universe, I mean, who made the hundreds of billions of galaxies that Hubble has photographed? Hundreds of billions, with each galaxy having between tens of millions of stars, tens of billions and tens of trillions. They're all different sizes and combinations. And look at those giant gas clouds forming billions of stars, you know, inside galaxies, and to see black holes. And what is it? Where does it go? Where does it end? You know, what made it? I mean, what is reality? I mean, it's so unbelievable to be able to be conscious and to have this gift. It makes me want to fall flat on my face to the Creator. I can feel the Creator. I can feel it in the universe. I know what good and evil is. I just can't imagine people that just think humanity is a bunch of trash. That's what the elite think. They think we're all a bunch of trash, and they want to kill us. And I'm not for it. I mean, and then I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's to hear that attitude. You just hear the elite working through individuals like that. Just like they it's coming out of their eyes and their mouths, like the puppet master, just saying, "Here, say this. Here, say that. Here, say this." And it'll spread, and it's an easy sell. It's like
they sap our life force. They sap our will to resist. They sap our will to live. They sap our will to procreate. They sap our humanity. Being humans means you love, you fight, you stand up against evil, you have children, you struggle to raise them right, you struggle to keep them from falling to the world. That's what makes us strong. And the moment you just jellyfish out and roll over like a dead whale, It's just sickening. I appreciate your call, Tim. More calls straight ahead and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Stay with us. Humanity is strong.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the fourth and final hour, second segment here. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up in about T-minus 25 minutes. I want to run over some news, and we're going to go right back to your phone calls, those of you that are patiently holding, Jason, Tim, Mark, Quentin, Tony, and others. We should at least get to those calls before our guest joins us. Okay. Schwarzenegger is a top globalist. And he was at Copenhagen, and it was a two-week summit back in December, openly calling for world government, all the world leaders, all over the news, hundreds of articles a day saying planetary government, taxes paid to a world government run by banks. At the top of that are J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, criminals at the top. Doesn't mean all their employees, but the system committing all these crimes. And they said, we're going to pay all these taxes and value-added taxes and VAT, financial taxes will be paid to the IMF World Bank. That has gotten in a lot of trouble. So now they're calling it world financial reform, the exact same taxes. And they'll come back with some new reason, you know, an anti-terror tax, a security tax.
But it's the same system, global governance, and that's been called for all week long by Obama, by Gordon Brown, and by others. But the good news is some of the biggest stalwarts supporting this, Germany, France, Australia, and others in the last week have completely pulled out of it. And I'm reading what Sarkozy said, because in a parliamentary election, he almost lost control of the country. Merkel's in trouble because of this. The Prime Minister of Australia is in trouble. And they're saying, in a concerted effort, okay, it's off the table for at least 3 years. Now, they're waiting for our movement to expose them as criminals, bringing in this carbon tax to control our entire economy and shut down our industrial base. And that's the UN's own statements, quote, destroy an industrial society so they can control us. But here is Der Spiegel today. Copenhagen fallout. Merkel abandons aim of binding climate agreement. Frustrated by the climate change conference in December, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is quietly moving away from her goal of a binding agreement on limiting climate change. And it continues. Here is another article out of the National Post. Seeing countries around the world back away from their climate change commitments and seeing his own electoral support crumble, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced today that Australia will be shelving its cap and trade program for at least 3 years until after the next election. That will provide the Australian government at the time with a better position to assess the level of global action on climate change, he told the Australian press. So what's happening there is they're publicly backing off. Now, Gordon Brown and Obama, they're not. And Schwarzenegger isn't. In the U.S., they've still got it in the Senate. And Obama has implemented it 2 weeks ago. The EPA is going after factories, coal-powered plants, coal mines. They're now outside of law, just creating new fines and fees and expanding other regulatory fees against our industrial base. Remember, China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus, it's over 160-plus nations are making zero cuts. So our industry will just leave and go there. And if the Earth's one planet with one atmosphere, and so if you believe carbon dioxide is so deadly that plants breathe, that will only cause more of the devil gas that, according to these people, will eat the skin off your bones. Of course, that isn't true, but it isn't true that polar bears are dying. It isn't true the ice caps are melting. They're getting bigger. It just doesn't matter. They think the public are a bunch of morons, and they're not morons. They're just not focused on real issues. We're going to get them focused on real issues. We're going to slap them upside the head with an intellectual 2x4. That's what we're doing with the films and the radio show and the activists, and we're not going to stop. So that is very exciting news. The problem is Schwarzenegger, in fact, let's Google this for people right now on air. Let me try to call up from memory. It's a memory game, one of the exact headlines. Schwarzenegger organizes Council of Governors and Mayors to fight climate change. And he said, we're going to go to the cities and counties and levy these taxes. And California's now done it. Austin was seized in a vote last week on Earth Day, $2.6 billion in taxes on our power and on our gas. And it's just all going to the banks. And so it's going to be a pitched guerrilla info war now, where we're not fighting the big Death Star of the UN at this point. They've got their minions working for the banks at the local levels doing this as a guilt trip. Oh, open the borders up or you're racist. Oh, you don't want to keep your wages. Oh, naphtha and gas is good or you're racist. Oh, carbon taxes are good or you want to kill the earth. Oh, guilt, 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 guilt. But the good news is it's not working anymore. And on the subject of what Arizona has done, saying that, and I've read the bill, I've covered it here on air, it does not say they're going to set up checkpoints and arrest people with brown skin. Close to half of Arizona is Hispanic. They're great Americans, okay? They know what's going on. That's why in Gallup polls, and some of them are over 80%, most are in the low 70s, of Hispanic Americans want to control the borders. They don't buy the lie that, well, Hispanics don't want, you know, they're not to be amnesty. That's not even true. That's like a mind control thing where everybody agrees man-made global warming's real. The science is settled. No one disagrees. Well, you know, it's settled. All Hispanics want open borders. Yes, they all want the country overrun with poor people that will bankrupt the welfare system and who will drive down the wages. I mean, there's 6+ billion people who want to come to the United States. There's 6.5+ billion people. There's 300 million here. So there's 6.2+ billion people that want to come here. I mean, have you been to a third world country? Do you know what it's like? Believe me, all you people that want open borders, just go to Mexico City. Go to Mexico City and then come back. I mean, it's scary, folks. 25 to 30 million people, dust storms of human feces in the sky, just absolute hell on earth. The country is completely collapsing. And I feel sorry for those poor people down there who are desperate for jobs, who've been driven off their property by the UN biosphere movement. Oh, yes. They were promised they could move north and get maquiladoras jobs on the border. Almost all of those have been shut down, over 90%, because Mexico can't compete with China. Nothing can compete with the billion slaves. So it's a giant implosion. And so Schwarzenegger says that he is now going to have the cities and the counties and the states do it as an act of treason. The UN coming in to our country and circumventing the federal government because we're about to gain control of the federal government. Now, what we have here is something similar, but it's done to defend the republic. Under the 9th and 10th Amendment, if the federal government won't carry out its duties, it's left to the states to defend themselves. And I agree with Andrew Napolitano that this is going to get shot down in court what Arizona's done. But at least because it is the Fed's purview. That's one of the few things they got the jurisdiction on. But the bigger issue here is that under the, I'm going to ask the judge about this, former federal judge coming up, a real constitutionalist, constitutional scholar. What do you do, though, when the feds won't do their job? So how do you respond to that? Representative wants Arizona immigration law in Texas, and this is out of NBC Dallas. Republican Texas lawmaker plans to introduce a tough immigration measure similar to the new law in Arizona, a move state Democrats say would be a mistake. But at least this is showing people that the power is at the state level. Here's another one. Arizona cities consider fighting immigration law. Sanctuary cities. At least, now look, the state is above the city. The city is chartered by the state. And it's none of their stinking business. And the cities, it's unconstitutional for them to go challenge at the federal level. Okay? And they're a bunch of criminals when they do this. It's questionable what the state's doing, but they're doing it out of necessity. And that's in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that they have some precedent here. This is out of control. To have the cities of Arizona bucking the legislature. That legislature is elected by the people. That's your boss, okay? Your city was chartered under the state legislature, the state constitution. At least three Arizona cities are considering a lawsuit to block the new immigration enforcement bill. The cities include Phoenix, Tucson, and Flagstaff. And it goes on there. Just absolutely disgusting. Continuing, here's another headline out of NBC. Deport children of illegals. And that's what a representative is saying out there. Well, I mean, what do you do when the illegals come across and they have ads in the newspapers on both sides in California, especially, and Texas, and it says they call anchor babies. And they wait. They'll even wait till their water breaks. They'll rush across, go into an emergency room. It's all paid for by taxpayer money. And then immediately the whole family goes on welfare, and we get to pay for it. Absolutely. We need to change the laws where we deport these people. I mean, they need to be deported. You can wait till they, I mean, you can't turn away from the hospital, but we're all paying for this. This is why we're going bankrupt. Folks, you want to lose your job? You want to lose your country? You want to go bankrupt? I mean, you want to be like Latin America? I mean, listen, this is put up or shut up time. The country is being butchered right now. Okay? And the globalists are doing the same thing in Europe. They're doing the same thing worldwide. You know, they bring in outside groups to then be a voting block against the nation. So, absolutely, we have to change that. I mean, does Mexico let you go down there and have a baby and get free health care? I mean, can I, as a U.S. citizen, let's put the shoe on the other foot, okay? And walk a mile in our shoes, Mexico. Can you go to Mexico and walk in and have your water break in a hospital and have them pay for everything? No. And then your baby gets Mexican citizenship and then you all get welfare? No. You will pay for it all. If the police can find something you've done wrong, they're going to arrest you, take your kid, and suck $100,000 out of your family in the U.S. as extortion artist. That's what's going to happen in Mexico. So, oh, Mexico always playing this guilt, using the goodness of the American people to do this, because what Wells Fargo takes about 30% of the money that's wired back down to Mexico, billions of dollars a year. It's all the big banks. It's all about using the illegals, using the citizens of America, using us all for the globalist. So, no, I can't hightail it to Mexico and have everything paid for by the Mexican government.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binocular sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so high.
All right, we're going to your calls, and then Judge Andrew Napolitano is scheduled to be on in the next segment. I want to tell you about a new sponsor. You're going to love them. It's weapons-universe.com, weapons-universe.com. Banners up on Infowars.com. They've got some of the best prices and the biggest selection out there of knives, swords, you name it. Look at this one they sent us, and this sucker's dangerous. I mean, I want this out of the office as soon as possible. This thing fall over on somebody. I'm a big fan of Conan the Barbarian, the first movie, and the Robert E. Howard books. I can't stand the second one, but this is the sword from that movie, and a replica made in Spain. I mean, this is a fine, fine product, ladies and gentlemen. And absolutely amazing. That, give me a wide shot on that camera for Prison Planet viewers. I can really, well, the sword's so big, I can't even show them that. Weapons-universe.com, ladies and gentlemen. Just amazing stuff, high-quality stuff at weapons-universe.com. Okay, enough of Conan the Barbarian. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in California. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I have a Second Amendment call to action for the citizens of the state of California. Right now, it is legal to open and carry a firearm in the state of California, and there's been a movement recently where people have been exercising this right. And
they want to pass a law now? Because they were making everybody think guns were illegal with TV ads and PSAs, but now everybody's open carrying, and people are going, what, it's not illegal to own a gun?
Yeah, Assemblymember Solanda is sponsoring this bill actually in response to this movement. It's Assembly Bill 1934,
why would the illegal aliens supporting politicians and the illegal aliens, why would they want to take the guns? They can't own guns in Mexico. Why is it always the pro-illegal alien groups that want our guns? That's the number one reason I say shut it down and deport the illegals. You're not getting my guns. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little off topic from the illegal issue, but I basically want to call on all the listeners in California to respectfully contact their assembly members and implore them to oppose this bill. It's Assembly Bill 1934. If you need more information on this bill or open carrying in California, go to www.californiaopencarry.org. And if possible, I was wondering if we can get the judge's take on this type of legislation.
Sure, absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, they're moving at the state level everywhere to get our guns, and it's despicable. And if they get a big enough illegal alien population voting, they'll get our guns, and they'll arm them as the police to take our guns. That's the game plan. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, I never got a chance to elaborate on some of the stuff that we had talked about, and I've talked to you a few times. First off, I'd like to thank you for Invisible Empire and Police State 4. I've watched both of them. Very informative, very well presented. And I wanted to tell you about when we were talking about the Michigan militia, you talked to me a few weeks ago, I wanted to tell you about some woman named Anna who had been emailing somebody from the other Michigan militia to, she was climbing down a creek with her 12-year-old son to escape the FBI, because they were kicking down doors and taking people's children on the basis of that they were speaking anti-government statements.
Well, wait a minute. That happened in Williamson County. They came and took Barry Cooper's son, and they put on the CPS form because they were teaching their children that you can't trust the government. I appreciate your call. On the question of the Hatari, that's a whole other subject. But it's now come out what I said before the raid and what I said after. They had an FBI agent and an informant in there. They provocateured. They basically made it all up. And now it's been confirmed the different Michigan militia groups are the ones that call the FBI on Hatari. And that's because those groups are full of feds. That isn't criticizing the militia. It's not criticizing the Michigan militia. Feds and Fed-controlled dupes in those militias attack me. When I picked out Hatari in August of last year, we're talking 10 months ago, or 9 months ago, months before this happened, and I said, that Hatari looks like they're being set up. And I interviewed Pale Horse, or a.k.a. Sickles, and I warned him that he was being set up if he wasn't a Fed. And we've covered that. We've gone over it, and I've warned militias. Anybody that starts calling for violence in your ranks, 95% of the time, they're a Fed, and you better rebuke them and expose them immediately, or they are going to set you up. And then you notice the groups that build a straw man and say, I'm criticizing the militia. That's not what I've done. That shows you who the Feds are, because they don't want me up here warning people. They want to be able to go and set up the militias and do this around the country and demonize the Tea Parties and the militia movement that Edwin Vieira and others have promoted for so long. So I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with our guest, and we'll also try to jam a few phone calls in with him as well on the other side of this break. And talking about the films, We released two films the last 3 weeks, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, both available on DVD at Infowars.com. They're informative films, and your purchase supports the broadcast. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest for the rest of the hour, rest of the broadcast. I want to say congratulations. He's going to be starting in the next few months his show on the Fox Business TV network. And that'll definitely get the highest ratings on that channel because he is a constitutionalist. And I agree with Judge Andrew Napolitano on almost every issue. In fact, I've never really found anything I disagree with him on, but it caused quite a stir this week. I'm sure most of you know about it. We played a clip of it at the start of the show earlier today where he said, look, the federal government's courts are going to find this unconstitutional. And that is one of the powers the federal government has, one of the three powers. And, of course, he's a former federal judge, constitutional law scholar. And you know, he's saying that this is going to turn off Hispanics to the Republican Party. My issue is I've seen the Gallup polls as high as 80% of Hispanic Americans want to control the borders because they know it's driving down wages. I mean, there's 6+ billion people that want to come here. And if we didn't have the big welfare system that would bankrupt us, then I would be for the type of totally open immigration we had 100 years ago. But even 100 years ago, Those numbers per capita are much smaller than they are now. But here to talk about this out of the gates is Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, good to have you here with us.
Oh, Alex, it's always a pleasure. Now you can say that there isn't anything that we disagree on, because that's the key, is the social benefit welfare system we have here, which draws good, hardworking people, but lazy people that want the government to take care of them cradle to grave. In the break, we were talking about how my grandparents came here. I mean, they came here, they registered at Ellis Island, they got the vaccinations to make sure they didn't have any communicable diseases, and that was it. They didn't have to meet a quota. They went to school, they learned English, they became productive members of society, they didn't have to carry any ID, they became citizens as children when their parents became citizens. But that was before the dictatorship of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which, of course, established the changed the relationship of the federal government to individuals by taxing from A to give to B. I always like to tell this story. You knock at there's a knock on your door. You open the door. There's a guy with a gun, and the guy says, "Give me your money. I want to distribute it to other people. I want to be charitable in your name." You call the police. You find out he is the police. I mean, that's basically what the government does. You can't be charitable with other people's money. You can only be charitable with your own. But it forces us to give money away to people that we would choose not to give it away. There's no authority for that in the Constitution. FDR cowed the Supreme Court. FDR used all kinds of political favors to get a Democratic Congress to start giving money away. And every president since then, even Ronald Reagan, added to that. The worst, of course, was LBJ. As a result, you could come here legally or illegally and be taken care of cradle to grave by the federal government. That's what draws people here. Now, back to what you talked about. Yes, I was on with Neil Cavuto talking about whether or not Governor Blagojevich can subpoena the president. Answer, yes, and I hope he does. I would love to see the president under oath in a federal courtroom in Chicago explaining how the corrupt system of Democratic politics, probably Republican politics as well, but here it's Democratic under scrutiny works. As sort of a throwaway question, meaning we had about 40 seconds left, Neil says to me, by the way, Judge, Governor Brewer just signed this piece of legislation in Arizona. What do you think about it? And, of course, I said, you know, I believe in state sovereignty. I believe in state sovereignty so much that I think that the states can take back the agreement they made with the federal government, that they can nullify what the federal government does, that they can secede from the union. However, the one legitimate power that the feds do have is the power to regulate foreign affairs and to regulate foreign people. And the state of Arizona doesn't have any power there. Moreover, the state of Arizona does not have the power to say to its cops, you can stop people on the basis of the way they look and ask them to prove a negative on the spot. The negative is that they're not here illegally. We fought a cold war against countries in Eastern Europe that thought they had the power to stop people on the basis of the way they looked and demand to see their papers. If this law is enforced, a federal judge might say, you know what, Alex, it's unfair to only make the immigrants carry ID cards. So the only way to do this, here's the slippery slope, is for everybody to carry ID cards. You think I'm making this up?
But, Judge, let me interject. But that's not the slippery slope. That's indeed what's happening, as you know.
Exactly,
Obama,
Charlie.
Obama and Bush's amnesty plan makes everybody have a worker ID card and basically just legalizes all the illegals. So I go back to the previous point. If people come across the border an hour before their water breaks, everything's paid for, the kid becomes a citizen, the parents are there, I've got to pay for it in a democracy, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. This is a giant voting block that generally votes to take my guns, take my private property, and make me their slave. They're being used as a client of the big federal government.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with everything.
So what do we do then? What do we do when the feds won't carry out one of their only legitimate powers? Doesn't it fall back to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that the states are, I mean, I guess the legitimate way would be then for Arizona to secede?
Yes. That would be the constitutional way for Arizona to do it. The better way would be to elect a federal government willing to enforce federal law. And here's the conundrum, Alex. From Ronald Reagan to Barack Obama, from a conservative Republican to a liberal Democrat, everything in between, the two Bushes, Clinton and Carter, no American president since Richard Nixon has been willing to enforce the immigration laws. I'll repeat it. No American president since Richard Nixon has been willing to enforce the immigration laws. And every American president since Richard Nixon has added to the social safety net for people who can't work or don't want to work or
want to. Yeah, your grandparents didn't get any welfare. They broke their back to build the country.
Correct. Correct. The welfare started with FDR, and every president has made it worse. So this is not a problem that can be resolved by interfering with constitutional liberty. I love the idea of hardworking people coming here and experiencing and enjoying the American dream. But I do not love interfering with their constitutional liberties and mine, because if they can stop somebody on the basis of the way they look, which the Constitution prohibits, in order to find out if they're here legally, then they could stop somebody
sure.
on the basis of the way they look to find
sure.
out
and
if
we
they
know
ate
they've been
too
using...
much salt or ate too much sugar or whatever else the government wants to regulate.
Sure, but and we know these checkpoints 50, 75 miles in all over the country, even in places like Vermont, and Maine, they are using it to harass citizens, and they let the illegals go right through. So we know that all these things you're warning about are actually already manifesting themselves. So here's the big question. Looking at the legislation, the way I see it, it says if they have suspicion, probable cause, you see 10 guys at a day labor site piling into the back of a truck, then you can pull them over. Or if you pull somebody over who's swerving, and they don't have IDs, and you arrest them for drunk driving, they can now be deported when it's proven that they're an illegal. I mean, what was Arizona thinking? If you're saying, I respect you, that you've read the bill as a constitutional law scholar, and you're saying you believe it's unconstitutional, then what should they have crafted? Because Texas is about to get on board, according to NBC, and other states are flocking to do this.
They should curtail the social benefits that they provide. But in fairness to Arizona, that this is all part of the big problem that you and I talk about all the time, which is the micromanagement of all government by the federal government. Much of what Arizona spends on social welfare is mandated by the federal government. They have no choice but to do it. The only way not to do it would be to nullify the federal law or to secede from the union or to persuade the electorate to elect people to Congress that will get rid of the social welfare state that actually started with Abraham Lincoln, but in a direct way with Franklin Roosevelt. Now, that's not going to happen overnight, but I've got to say two things. One, I did not know about the internal checkpoints 50 miles in until you told me about that, and that is my job to know these things. So I am deeply grateful to you for that. My great fear is that this immigration issue in Arizona will be used by people like Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham, and I'm not just picking them out of the blue. They've proposed the legislation, which basically says, all these immigrants, legal and illegal, they have to have an ID card. But since the federal courts won't let us discriminate between Americans and immigrants, we're going to make everybody have an ID card. So you can't do anything without showing that ID card. Then East Germany is here, and maybe even the antebellum South. Why do I say that? Because this Arizona law lets you stop people on the basis of the way they look. Now, you know what I look like, Alex. If I don't shave for 2 days and I fall asleep in the sun and I wake up in Phoenix, they're going to stop me.
And that's not going to be fun. That's going to create a lot of angry people.
I'm making fun of myself and my own looks. But we live in a society where the government can't do that, where the government can't demand your papers, where the police can't stop you unless they have objective evidence of crime called probable cause or a search warrant signed by a judge to whom they presented probable cause.
Well, let me tell you a story. Driving around in his Monte Carlo, he's been dead for years. My grandfather was out in the Texas Hill Country, 200-plus miles from the border. He was pulled over by the Border Patrol, and I'm going to print the article and I'll give you the name of it right now, but it's up on screen. But yes, sir, there is a 100-mile, but they normally only go in 75, buffer zone around the entire country. It's an internal border 100 miles in, and it's basically a constitution-free zone is what the ACLU calls it.
I agree with the ACLU, and from the reports of it that I have learned about because of your exposure of it. You are correct. It is patently unconstitutional. It may not exist. And I'm waiting for a federal judge to comply with his or her oath to uphold the Constitution and invalidate it.
Of course, have you seen the video of the Pastor Anderson?
No.
Who owns a construction company, and he has to drive through these every day. And he said, stop searching my car, so they beat him within an inch of his life.
I did not know that. Did he bring an action against them? Did he get their videotapes?
We need to get him back on about that. You know, we cover this stuff, and then, you know, it's in the rearview mirror, and we never look at it again. I want to shift gears into some other issues here in a moment with the limited time we have with Andrew Napolitano. His new book is out, doing quite well, Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and the Deception in American History, Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, forward by Congressman Ron Paul. But just in closing, the states are going to move to protect themselves. They are going bankrupt predominantly because of the illegals and the way they draw on the welfare. We have sanctuary cities. We have Austin cops that have told me they won't arrest illegals for drunk driving because they just get released and they're basically told not to do it. My issue is the illegals now have more rights than citizens in these sanctuary cities.
Wow. You know, it's the world turned upside down. You and I talked about the census. Again, I'll give you an example. Knock on the door. It's a census taker and an FBI agent. The FBI agent is there to arrest you. The census taker is there to ask you questions. The census taker says, how many people live here and how many toilets do you have? The FBI agent says, you have a right to remain silent. So you have more rights as a person being arrested than you do as a person being visited by a bureaucrat from the census taker. The federal government has succeeded in turning the world upside down in terms of where freedom should be, in terms of where rights should be, and in terms of who can do what with their property. How do we stop this? We stop this by the things that you and I do, exposing what the government does. The camera is the new gun, filming what the government does, filming the negotiations away of our liberty and our property, so that everybody can see how those who work for us have betrayed us and the Constitution they've sworn to uphold.
Judge, and how about starting with getting our counties and cities back and making our police chiefs have equal enforcement of the law when they catch illegals without insurance, without driver's license? They arrest a citizen, they let the illegals go. When they catch an illegal drunk driving, we're just going to have to keep them in jail as long as we keep an American citizen in jail. But Americans are seen as the big fat milk cows, regardless of what color we are, to this system.
Well, I don't know of these cases of which you speak, Alex, in which Americans have been punished for longer than illegals. Are you telling me that the states have been forced to let illegals go who should be incarcerated because only the feds can incarcerate them? That's ridiculous. If an illegal breaks a state law, that illegal can be prosecuted, and if found guilty fairly in a court of law, because the Constitution protects persons, the illegal has the same due process rights as the rest of us.
And when they get out of prison,
like anybody else.
And when they get out of prison, you can pull this up in the Houston Chronicle. In fact, pull up, I believe that the headline was 200,000 felons released, 200,000 illegal alien felons released in Texas. And I think that was 2004. I remember that headline. Here it is, ACLU, two-thirds of U.S. population lives in Constitution-free zone. And then it goes over the map of the 100-mile border zone, and you can pull that up. But certainly this is a constitutional crisis that we're going into, because I understand you're a pure libertarian, a pure constitutionalist, and I respect that. And I understand the issues you're raising here, and they're all valid. But what do you do when the federal government's been seized by offshore banks and is at war against the Constitution? What do you do when the illegals are coming in and being forged into a political weapon of the collectivist?
The states formed the federal government and not the other way around. Reagan reminded us of that in the second paragraph of his first inaugural address. The states gave limited, specific, precise, delegated, discrete powers, only 16 of them, to the federal government in the Constitution. Now, when I say this to gatherings all over the country, I say the following, and nothing gets a bigger applause than this. Power given by the states can be taken back. That's what you. And when the Chuck Schumers and Lindsey Grahams of this world realize that their empire is shrinking, they will either comport themselves as those who love freedom, or they will have no empire over which to reign.
And that brings me to our next issue, but I did want to give you the federal statute. Federal statute HCFR 287.1A1-3 defines the border zone for enforcement purposes as encompassing an area within 100 miles of the actual border. And they're now all over the country building hardened checkpoints in the last 2 years where they search everyone. There's literally hundreds of YouTube videos of this, and you're an important and influential guy, so I'm glad that you're on the case.
Ask me if I know how members of Congress voted on that statute. I know the answer.
Nobody, I don't know. How do they vote?
Nobody voted. It's CFR. It's the Code of Federal Regulations. It's not the U.S. Code. That means Congress authorized a group of bureaucrats to promulgate these rules. Congress never even voted on the rules themselves. The Code of Federal Regulations is 10 times as long as the U.S. Code. The U.S. Code are the statutes Congress votes on for whatever political or moral or immoral or legitimate or illegitimate reasons. It's what Congress debates on and votes on. The health care law is in the U.S. Code. CFR is the insidious one. That's the one that the bureaucrats have created.
Yeah, it's their own little code that they can just add whatever they want to. We're about to go to break, but I want to start getting into this now. Bill Clinton came out and said, gee, I hope there doesn't have to be another Oklahoma City bombing for you Tea Parties to shut up. The mantra is we're going to cause violence when there's no evidence of that. I'm really concerned about them creating a provocation or hyping something, because clearly the things they've done politically are political suicide. And now they're demonizing you and Ron Paul, calling you both harbingers and enablers of extremism and violence.
I am a harbinger and enabler of individual freedom, of the primacy of the individual over the government, the indispensability of the free market to human prosperity, and of our natural rights, which most governments don't give a hoot about.
Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest for a final segment straight ahead after this quick break. His new book, Lies the Government Told You About, is available at better bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. My two new films are available at Infowars.com and Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back live, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts in T-minus 6 minutes at InfoWars.com and the audio streams and on AM and FMs everywhere. Judge Napolitano, we're seeing massive demonization from MSNBC, CNN, Southern Poverty Law Center, all these groups. Now they're even saying Ron Paul's bad, you're bad. They're claiming that we're going to stir up violence with our First Amendment right, criticizing corrupt government. I mean, this is pretty dangerous.
It's dangerous if they think that by our that they can interfere with our freedom of speech. It's dangerous for Bill Clinton to say that those who question the government, that those who think taxes are too high, that those who think that that life begins at the moment of conception and that the right to keep and bear arms is a natural right are dangerous people. We are traditional Americans who are defending our freedom and will not be silenced by those who are attempting to do so.
But I think it's backfiring on them. I mean, people are really seeing through this race card.
You know, I've been to many Tea Parties. You know that. Many in the state of Texas, in Ohio, in Arizona, in Florida. I've not detected a hint of racism, of homophobia, of any of the nonsense that these people that dislike the Tea Partiers claim is there. What they dislike is the fact that the great middle class has finally been awakened and has finally agreed to read the Constitution, and has finally recognized that we have a government that doesn't respect the Constitution, doesn't honor it, doesn't read it, doesn't even know what it means, thinks it can write any law, regulate any event, tax any behavior, whether it's in the Constitution or not. And let me tell you, when ordinary people confront members of Congress and say, where is this in the Constitution? Alex, I have not seen an awareness of freedom like this since Barry Goldwater ran for president against Lyndon Johnson in 1964. And the establishment in both parties fears this.
Is that why Lindsey Graham is now caving in on open borders and caving in on carbon taxes?
And caving in on ID cards? Absolutely, because he's part of the establishment. He's not a lover of freedom like you and me and most of the people listening to us. He's more interested in his own power than he is in the constitutional liberties and natural rights of those he represents.
We've only got a couple minutes left here. I wanted to bring up the Goldman Sachs situation. I see them picking some of the smaller things that Goldman's done so they can then derail a real investigation. I see it as a big whitewash. Where do you stand on that?
I agree with you. I think that Goldman will cave on this litigation brought by the SEC, which is bogus and which is frivolous. I can tell you why if you want to go into that. I think that Goldman will cave on it in order to avoid more serious investigations like how could the chairman of Goldman Sachs also have been the chairman of the New York Federal Reserve at the same time? That's the kind of stuff that they don't want investigated, so they'll cave on this one. Yesterday, when Lloyd Blankfein appeared before Carl Levin, he said, yes, I'm in favor of the financial regulation the president wants. Nobody at Wall Street in their right mind is in favor of it unless you want to curry favor with the establishment so that after they enact this legislation, they'll leave you alone.
Well, that's the word from the Texas Banking Association. They say the mega banks are going to be given new power to go and consolidate their competition.
The worst part about this is that more power is going to the most insidious entity among us, the Federal Reserve. And if the administration thinks that they're going to be transparent, above board, fair, and respecting of freedom, they have disregarded the past 100 years of human history.
What's the word on the financial takeover bill? Is it going to pass?
You know, I talked to some Republicans today who told me that they expect the filibuster to succeed and that it won't pass as long as there's the too big to fail in it. That is, as long as the government can force you to sell them your shares of stock against your will. That's pretty gutsy of Republicans, who I'm generally critical of, if they'll stick to that.
All right, Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's a new TV show on Fox Business coming up in the next few months. We'll talk to you again soon. We're always appreciative of the time.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you. And we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the show, I'm going to tell you again, the truth is what can counter the New World Order. We got two new films that have come out in the last 3 weeks. Get them both at InfoWars.com, Police State 4 and Invisible Empire. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.